Louise Green has been running for 12 years and regularly competes in half marathons and triathlons. But it wasn't until now that she's seen someone who looks like her on the cover of an athletic magazine. I'm referring to the upcoming edition of Women's Running. It features plus-sized marathon runner Erica Shank on its cover, and it has kick-started a conversation about what a runner looks like. Louise Green is the founder of The Body Exchange, a studio for plus-sized women in the Lower Mainland. And she joins me now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What was your reaction when you saw the cover of the August cover of Women's Running?
The first thing I thought was, hell yes, about time.
How long have you been waiting for something like this?
A very long time. Since I started running and since I opened my business, I've kind of been fighting for better representation of the plus-size athlete, and to find one on the cover of a conventional running magazine is pretty amazing.
What is the perception out there of someone who is plus size and runs?
I think people are surprised when they find out the distances that I run. And often when I'm running, I kind of get these "good for you" kind of comments off on the side. And you know, I think we're looked at upon differently, I think, because of the kind of overall bias that plus-size people are unhealthy. So I think to many people it's a surprise.
You talk a little bit about what your own experience has been like. Tell me a little bit more about what it was like when you first got into it, and now 12 years later, has much changed?
I definitely think that there has been some significant changes as far as representation in the media. It's still very few and far between, but with this women's running magazine, and also I'm not sure if you saw ESPN recently with Amanda Bingson, who is the plus-size Olympian hammer thrower. She's on the cover and she's naked. So those two magazines coming out at the same time really show me that things are changing. And when I opened my business in 2008, I would say that this was completely unheard of.
Why do you think there has been such a narrow view of what an athlete or a runner, what a runner should look like or does look like?
Because of exactly what we are lacking in media, is we don't see women of size, you do see more men of size represented, but you don't see women of size represented in magazines, in television, in any advertising that's corresponding with anything athletic or fitness or health related. So when we do see it, it's such a big surprise. It's like, well, my God, I had no idea. And it was even like that for me when I started. I remember going to the running room and walking in terrified because I thought, you know, I didn't know that plus size people ran. And lo and behold, this woman walks out and introduces herself as our run leader. And she was a plus size woman. And I'd never seen a representation of a plus size woman in a leadership or even as a runner. So it's because we're not seeing it. We don't have the visual landscape for it.
Was it hard for you to make that move to begin running when there wasn't that representation available for you to see?
Yes, it was. It was terrifying, but it had been something that I had wanted to do for a very long time. I was very athletic as a younger person, and I kind of let my athletic roots go in my early 20s, and when I hit my late 20s, I wanted to get back to it, but I was a plus-size woman, and it was terrifying. I thought, you know, people will judge. I won't be able to keep up. I'm not going to fit in. I mean, all that inner dialogue banter that goes on, I really had to fight hard to push through.
Do you find, because there is an assumption and a belief in our society that thin is better, and so do you find when you're running that there is an assumption or a perception amongst people that you are out there because you're trying to lose weight?
There's definitely that perception, I believe. I don't think that people are accustomed to people being plus size and happy with themselves. And, I mean, that's a conditioning of our society. So There's very much, oh, you're a bigger woman, you are obviously on a journey to lose weight, when that's not so. I'm happy with my body. My body serves me really well in my athletic pursuits and certainly in my career. And I think people just aren't used to people being proud of themselves that way. And that's why this women's running magazine and ESPN with Amanda Bingson is hitting the charts in international media.
What more do you hope to see in the media? I mean, this would be a good first step, I imagine, but what other work might there be out there to improve the representation?
I think more magazines such as this, just continuing to represent a diverse range of athletic people, and also brands, big brands like Nike and Adidas and Under Armour, starting to align with a bit of a diversification in their marketing messages, because that's really what people are seeing. So people are also looking to these magazines and brands for leverage, for inspiration, because like I said in the beginning, I didn't know that larger people actually participated, because I couldn't see it anywhere. And I mean, I often say this, how can we be what we cannot see?
Okay, well, Louise Green, do you have any races coming up?
I'm doing the Ride to Conquer Cancer on August 29th and 30th.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. It's going to be a long haul, but it'll be good.
How long is it?
That is a 240-kilometer cycle from Vancouver to Seattle.
Wow. Okay. That sounds tough. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks very much for having me.